You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out JMBullion.com today. Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com. Today's guest is Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Bob, welcome back to the show.
You know, Mark, it's always good to be here. So thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Thanks for making time for us today. So we're in the final hours before the election. Do you have any words of wisdom or perhaps words of warning for those who think are thinking about staying at home on election day?
Well, you know, I really do, Mark, think the Republic is teetering on loss. We've already lost most of it, and yet there is still some form of the Republic left. We still have our Second Amendment rights. We still have some semblance of freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We still have some semblance of being able to be secure in our persons, papers, and possessions without police intrusion, without warrant. We have a Supreme Court that is tenuously balanced right now between four and four. Four absolute liberals and four that tend to be either conservative or lean conservative. You know, my suggestion or my thoughts on this, Mark, are act accordingly. If we have more ultra-liberals, Marxist, put in as the Supreme Court justices, our country will fundamentally change. They will find a way to interpret us out of the aforementioned rights. And then they will make us criminals if we try to engage in those rights. So, you know, Trump's not the perfect person. He doesn't walk on water. He's a sinner. He makes mistakes. All of his positions aren't what I would like to see. But I would dare say there are very few positions that Hillary has that I would agree with. I think she's absolutely pushing for globalism. In every way we can see it, either religious globalism, financial globalism, judicial globalism, every way that we can become a global society to where America loses the ability to protect what we have developed in this country to where it becomes subject to global law, Hillary is for that. That's the way these Marxists desire to overturn our Constitution. And so if you're thinking about staying home or thinking about voting third party, I would strongly suggest people bring those thoughts into consideration. You know, right before the program we were talking, it struck a nerve with me, Mark. There's an article I wrote. It's basically heavy rain's going to be falling, and it talked about the fact that we are in a unique position in history where we are living in a parallel between 1860 and 1913. And what that means is in 1860, we were facing civil war. You look in this country, the divisive forces that are trying to rip us apart as a nation. We live in a country where our president has managed to succeed in making one half of America hate the other half of America. And it doesn't matter what side of that hate you're on, not that we really hate those people, but we are political opposites of them. And the extremes of the political opposites are getting to the point where there's no middle ground left. So what that article is saying is we're developing a civil war in this nation, while at the same time, it's 1913, pre-World War I, we see four hotspots, major hotspots in the world today where we could easily be drawn into a global conflict. I mean, Vladimir Putin just said the other day the way for peace is not – it's gone in Syria and Ukraine. Where we are facing the Russians face-to-face in a proxy war. We also see China that with these claims on the Spratly Islands, where we're, you know, disputing the claim, and so are other nations, and we're continually, the Chinese are pushing us, and we're pushing the Chinese. Then we have the insane person in North Korea threatening global war, developing or has developed an intercontinental ballistic missile that could hit the west coast of America. And I do not think he has any moral compunction about doing it. I mean, I think he could easily launch it and just see what happens. He doesn't care that his country might be destroyed. We also see a vast transfer of wealth into Iran. Basically, a wink and a nod for them to develop nuclear weapons. I've read articles that up to $30 billion has been transferred to them to sponsor terrorism, to develop nuclear weapons, do whatever they want to do with it. I mean, you can do a lot of malfeasance for $30 billion. So, you know, as we approach this election, we really have to consider, do we want to have more time to where we can look for maybe a more conservative candidate than Donald Trump? And maybe have time to implement a more conservative policy. He has stated that he would put in constitutionalists in the Supreme Court. He's already given some basic ideas of those he would nominate. So it's a very clear choice we're going to make in a few days here of where America is going, where your right to be secure in your home without police intrusion is going, where your freedom to worship God is going. Because, I mean, they're going to define it out of existence. Christianity, by the liberal definition, Mark, by the liberal definition, is a hate religion and hate speech.
Yeah, it is. And Hillary's been she's been all over that. And at every turn, she's pushed policies that basically enforce persecution of Christians. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. In the new book, EMP, The End of the Grid as We Know It, by Cal Wilson, America is hit by several simultaneous EMP attacks, and the country becomes a wasteland. Jim Burkett is on a business trip when it happens. Will he make it home to his family? Buy your copy from Amazon.com and find out today.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the Store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
And I think that my message is, even if listeners can't see themselves as a Trump supporter, you know, you mentioned before earlier, he's not the perfect candidate. And I railed about that all during the primaries, but he's who we've got. And I think that it's our civic duty to try to stop Hillary. We know she'll expand abortion through laws and funding. We know she'll cede American authority to the UN. We know she's going to continue the assault against the Second Amendment and pick up where Barack left off with turning this country into a godless socialist cesspool.
We will not survive the 500,000 million Islamic refugees that she's bringing into the country. Yeah. You know, for all things that Hillary is, she's not a stupid person. She has to realize that by putting two conflicting ideologies and religions into the same political, geopolitical scenario, Islam and Christian America, into the same Eric, contending for the same vote, the same resources, contending to implement the same, their version of what law is, they have to realize that they will implement a civil war. And then on top of it, if she tries to take away firearms, we see very clearly that these Islamists, they will not respect any law. They actually, you know, they've said it many times, they believe Sharia law supersedes constitutional law. So for them, it doesn't matter. They'll do what they do no matter what, because God has told them, their God has told them to, you know, conquer the West. So here we are faced again in a few days to make this decision. What are we going to do? Do we want to have relative peace? The Bible commands us, as much as it is within me, to live at peace with all men. You know, if Hillary gets in, she will make that exponentially more difficult to live at peace with all men, because anything that I seek to say or do, anything that I seek to use to protect my family, will be So we're faced with this decision. Who are we going to put in office for the next probably 8 years? Is it going to be the woman who has in every way demonstrated that she serves the Lord of Darkness? Or are we going to put a man in position who has at least knows how to manage successful businesses, who at least knows what the free market, how the free market operates? I mean, Trump made an excellent point in the first debate. You know, how do you go into government service with no money and end up with $200 million? Nobody asks the question, what is that $200 million bought, the people who gave it to her? I mean, you don't give people $200 million unless you're buying something. You know, she has absolutely sold us out. And so that $200 million is the blood money to sell out America. And yet nobody asks her about it. You know, we see that nobody in the first debate asked her about Benghazi, her emails, which obviously even the FBI director, as much as I disagreed with his decision not to prosecute her, basically said that she was wrong and she's either an idiot or she has malfeasance towards the United States. So do we want her as president? Well, it is, Mark. It is. It is 1860 and 1913 in the United States right now. And your children, if you have grandchildren, are going to suffer the consequences of this election. It's probably the most pivotal election in my lifetime.
You mentioned her desire to reinstitute the firearms ban. James Wesley Rawls said that he would expect a spike in ammo and magazine prices immediately if Hillary's elected. Do you think that's accurate?
Well, absolutely. And again, we don't wait. My advice, and I think it's sage advice, would be to anybody right now considering purchasing anything, firearms related, magazines, weapons, ammunition, you know, spare parts, is to get it now. If it even becomes even remotely possible that Hillary, it looks like she's going to be a shoe-in, those prices will disappear. I remember one of my suppliers, Mark, one of the major suppliers that I buy from, because I am a Federal Firearms, Ready-Made Resources is a Federal Firearms dealer. We went online during that last magazine scare when they talked about banning high-capacity magazines, and in one night, the day before, they had 60-some thousand Magpul magazines in stock. In one night, they were all gone.
Wow.
60-some thousand. I think it was that time 4 million AR-15s sold. It was an astronomical amount. I might be wrong on the number, but it was an astronomical amount of AR-15s sold. One vendor said he sold 70,000 in 1 week. So if this does happen, you can expect a $15 Magpul magazine to add a zero to it. They would be very difficult to ban or confiscate the magazines that are already in the market, but they could do it, but making them illegal. But at least, at best case, you would take that $15 magazine and add a zero to it and make it a $150 magazine. That's how much you would pay for it. Ammunition could easily and quickly disappear, becoming basically an extreme barter tool. Right now, it's very cheap. You can buy 55 grain ammunition, 55 grain 223 556 ammunition for $350 a thousand rounds. Again, that could easily go to $600-$800.
And Hillary's called the NRA a group of extremists, and her website says she'll take on the gun lobby by removing the industry's sweeping legal protection. What does that mean? Does she intend to criminalize the NRA?
Well, of course she does. I mean, the only thing in this election that needs to be criminalized is her. So she's the arch criminal. I really believe that she is the reincarnation. I don't believe in reincarnation, but I'm just saying this in spirit. She's a Joseph Stalin. She really is. She will have the power. She will rule by dictatory authority where there will be no mercy and it will be absolute her way or no way. She will seek, we're deplorables. I mean, that is what she thinks about you. You and I, Mark, are deplorable. Now, go look up the definition of the word deplorable. I mean, that's without any redeeming value. We are pariah on society is what she says. And so, is this the lady you want in the White House?
And she did mention back in the first debate that she supports
reenacting the federal firearms ban. She said that, you know, weapons of war don't belong on the street. And of course, that's the liberals' definition of a battle rifle. And so she's referring to AK-47s and AR-15s. And of course, with that goes the standard 20 and 30 round magazines. And I guess once the NRA is out of the way, that should be a fairly easy sell, wouldn't you think? I mean, because they're okay. Sort of the organization that keeps the so-called Republican senators and congressmen in check and make sure that they're, doing their civic duty in protecting the Constitution in that aspect.
It would be win-win for her. If people went along with it, she'd win. If people didn't go along with it and she had a civil war in her hands, she'd win, because then she would have the ability to call out the National Guard and the military and whatever else, bring in UN peacekeepers, whatever she would need to do to disarm America forcibly. You know, here it is. I looked it up. Deplorable, deserving strong condemnation. Half of America deserves strong condemnation, in her opinion. That means disgraceful, shameful, dishonorable, unworthy, inexcusable, unpardonable, unforgivable. Now, that's when I went online and typed in the word deplorable. That's what Hillary Clinton thinks about you. You're an unforgivable, unpardonable, inexcusable, unworthy, dishonorable, shameful, disgraceful person, Mark.
Wow.
So am I.
Yeah.
And so are most of the people listening to this program.
Oh yeah, this is by definition an alt-right broadcast. So you've got to be a deplorable to even think about listening to this. So
unless you're a troll,
or an agent.
Yes. So, you know, again, we go back to it. This is why I tell people, you know, now, you know, God is merciful, Mark. God is merciful in His way He approaches humanity. He never just brings judgment. You and I would have probably toasted America a long time ago. I mean, 70 million dead, the destruction of the sanctity of marriage, just the greed, the avarice, the pride, everything America's engaged in. You know, we'd have probably thrown down the lightning bolts long ago. But God, being a merciful God, is giving people like you, people like me, people like all the listeners out there, time to get ready. First and foremost, we get ready by getting our hearts right with Jesus Christ, getting sin out of our life, making sure that we're walking with the Lord, reading and studying His Word, listening to men of God that are truly preaching the gospel. Because we do live in a time when men do not adhere to sound doctrine, as it says there will be, but they give, you know, hear, they listen to it, teachers that tickle their ears. So that they're abundant. But God, for those, the called out ones, the church, the separated ones that are really His church, He is giving mercy right now to us to get ready. So first and foremost, again, we get our heart right with God. But second of all, just as Joseph and Noah, as our biblical examples, He is giving us time right now to get our house ready for coming destruction. If this gentleman is right, and we do see a civil war and a global war come to America's shores simultaneously, you are going to need to get ready for it. It will be unlike anything that we have faced, and probably worse than what any nation has faced that I can think of, because we have raised a generation of people who are basically useless, who have no social or practical skills at all. Their skills are playing chase Pokemon. And so we have a generation that has just absolutely been entertained to death. They've been brained dead because of what they've engaged in and watched. And we are a nation that no longer reads. We are no nation that longer critically thinks. We are a nation that no longer really studies hard science and hard what you would call engineering. If you go to most engineering schools in America, they're filled with Asian, East Asian or Asian people. America's our college degree students are taking degrees that really will do nothing for them. We have been set up in such a way that when this disaster happens, when the event happens, Mark, we're going to see many people decide it's easier to end their life than it is to try to endure what is coming. The Bible, I think it does say that it will be some of the most difficult times humanity has ever faced. I do think we're entering that time. I'm not predicting any specific dates. but at least we are entering a time when truth and anything of value, anything of good report, honor, is being thrown out and being not only being thrown out the door, being actually persecuted as a bad thing. So my suggestion, prayerfully consider, is to get ready for what is coming. You know, Mark, so many times we do programs like this, and I mean, ready-made resources is my business. And probably people who listen to this program are listening to other programs of similar nature where they're hearing advertisements for food, water filters, or so forth and so on a regular basis. And it is easy to get complacent in hearing those. And I think we've mentioned before that in a society where electricity or gasoline goes away, your caloric intake dramatically goes up because all of a sudden you start living a far more physical life. And people will not be ready for that. They're not ready for it. I mean, I'd say, you know, there's a lot of people that have abused their bodies to the point they're maybe not in shape or maybe overweight or whatever. I prayerfully, and as a brother in Christ, no condemnation here, but prayerfully and as a brother in Christ, I encourage you to rectify that, because the times that are coming are going to be very difficult physically. So get ready for that.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
After a massive wave of disappearances, 26-year-old CIA analyst Everett Carroll finally believes what he's been told about the biblical prophecy of the rapture. Global currencies have collapsed, famine and plague have claimed the lives of millions, and the world has crumbled into chaos. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials of God's wrath are about to be poured out upon the earth, and woe to the inhabitants thereof. Buy your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback or Kindle edition from Amazon.com today.